Hi, this is Yitz Novak. We are studying Masechta Baba Basra. We're in the ninth parak at the ninth Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to discuss three types of assets which a married woman has when she enters the marriage. There's a kasuba. The kasuba is the debt undertaken by the husband and recorded in the contract to pay, i.e. typically the 200 zuz plus any extra addition, in the event of his death or divorce. The second piece of property that belongs to a woman, the second asset, is called Nechzei Tzilin Barzel. These are fixed value properties, literally translated as iron sheet property, and these are properties that the wife brings into marriage, which the husband extends responsibility to return to her if he divorces her or dies. And that would be at the value that they were assessed at the time of the wedding. Any extra that if the guy uses the sheep and produces whatever it is, amount amounts of wool, so that goes to him, but she gets the she's protected against their loss or depreciation. And that's why it's called a fixed value property. And then there's Nechzei Malug. Nechzei Malug is a property that the wife brings into marriage, the husband may use and profit from, and the value he doesn't accept responsibility for. So if they get divorced or if he dies, the properties are returned to her as they stand at the time. If there's an increase, the gain is hers. If there's a decrease, the loss is hers. The Mishnah reads, Nafal habayis alav ve'al ishto. The house falls on a person and on his wife. Yorshei habayis omrim, the people who are going to inherit the husband will say that the isha mesa rishona v'achar kach mesa baal, that the woman died first, and therefore all of these initial items, the ksuva nechzei tzilin barzel and nechzei malug, go to the husband, and therefore those who are going to inherit the husband are going to say that she died first. However, Yorshei HaIsha Omrim, those who are standing to inherit the wife, will say, Habal Meis Rishon, V'achar Kach Meis HaIsha. That the wife's heirs will not inherit if the husband, if she dies first, but if the husband dies first, then it passes on the inheritance to the wife, and or to the kids. And but because the wife outlived him, these three things, Iksuva Nechzei Tzilin Barzel, Nechzei Malug, are owed to her, separate entity, and comes due to her, and her people who inherit her will be able to pick up these, all three of these, the value of all three of these items. So, similar to the last Mishnah, where Beis Shammai Omer Yachloku, Beis Shammai says the two sides divide their claim, and Beis Hillel Omer Nechasin Bechazkasan. Beis Hillel says that the property retains its status. And so how does that work? Kesuba b'cheskas yorshei habal. The kesuba is in the possession of the husband's heirs. The reason why this is the case is because the debt stated in the kesuba wasn't collected, and therefore that goes to the husband's family. Nechasim hanechnasim v'yotzin ima b'cheskas yorshei av. The possessions that enter and go out with her are in the possession of the father's heirs. Of the father's heirs, meaning her father. And the reason why this is the case is because the wife's father is going to inherit him, are going to take those properties because they were rightfully hers at the end of, from the beginning. And it never, she, it was only, the husband was only allowed to use them, but they were always hers. However, the kasuba was the husband, it was in the husband's property, and he would only have to, it would only be activated in the case where they would die, and therefore, because Beis Hillel says that it has to be in Bechaz Kasan, it does not apply, the kasuba wouldn't be given, only the Nechzei Malug, the Nechzei Tzilin Barzel. Mishnah Yud. Nafal Habayis Alav V'al Imo. House falls on a man and his mother. Elu V'elu Modim Sheyachloku. All agree that these are going to divide. Meaning, what happened? The collapse kills him and his mother. We don't know who dies first. The son's relatives, his brothers from his father's sides, who are not of this mother. Okay, it's key. That's key here. Claim that the mother died first. And therefore, the son inherited possessions before his death, and these possessions now fall to them. The relatives of the mother, however, would say that no, she didn't die first. The son died first, and since a mother doesn't inherit a son, the mother's legacy never entered his possession, and they would be able to inherit these possessions, not the son. So everybody says that they have to be divided. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Moda ani bazat shahayachasim bechazkasim." They retain their status. Some of it, that's basically what Basil said in the past two Mishnahs. Amar lo ben azai ahachalukin anu mitztarin. On disputed issues, we impained. And you're going to come and dispute the unanimous, meaning that we are sufficiently pained by the issues where you have a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And here, Ben Azai is saying to Rabbi Akiva that you're coming to add that they dispute another issue, which the first time, the Tanakhama, maintained that they were actually in agreement to. I guess that was a bone of contention between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. And that's the end of the Mishnah and the Parak.